Item 15, presentation of Contra Costa County Office of the Sheriff Employer Audit Report.
Okay. With the Office of the Sheriff, again, looking at the same scope items for the audit, there were two follow-up items that were noted in the report. You'll see that on page 2 of the memo, which is the cover to the full audit report. And there is two issues with accuracy of payroll information. And we looked at what their process was to make sure that what we were seeing when we tracked payroll information back to source, that it matched, what was put into the county's payroll system, what was transmitted to the retirement system. And we did identify some accuracy issues related to that. And then with the second, as far as the corrections being found timely with the employer, that's the second bullet under item 1, that they would contact the auditor controller's office timely when an error has been made or an oversight, because there are some limitations of the county as to how far back they can go to make a retroactive change. So those are two items. The and then the second one related to enrollments. We observed that when a candidate graduates from the academy and it becomes a sworn officer, for the retirement system, that's a position change. We were actually getting new enrollment information, for the individual when they would go and become a sworn officer. So when we were looking at those, that created some confusion with as to when their membership start date was, and then also we were receiving these new enrollments, which doesn't work with, because the person's already been enrolled into our retirement system. So, and this goes back, there was a time when they did not enroll in the retirement system when they were in the academy, but since that change was made, they just continued the practice of doing a full enrollment when they graduated from the academy. So the department and the county, we'll be taking a look at that. Going forward, they'll be affecting that change. We'll be following up with them to make sure the county administrator's office, in their response, they acknowledge the receipt of the report, they acknowledge the findings related to the report, and they didn't have any follow-up or additional comments related to the report.
Any questions or comments on this item? Seeing none, we'll move on.